It is interesting in two ways. Firstly, this will be the first woman to lead the African Union, which is dominated, obviously, by male presidents. So it's a first in that way. The second is that it's probably the first time that Southern Africa has gotten the position. So in two ways, it is interesting.
As you said, this is the first woman to head this African Union Commission. What would her leadership mean?
It's most likely going to be South African foreign policy coming to the fore. I'm not sure that she will have her own policy on her own, but she will most likely push forward the foreign policy of South Africa. And that, as to whether it will be a good thing, I'm not sure. We can look at South Africa's record in the past 5 years or so and see what kind of policy will be pushed forward there. I'm sad to say that South Africa did not do very well at the UN Security Council when it had a stint there for 2 years. Zimbabwe was a major issue at the time, and South Africa did everything possible for Zimbabwe not to be discussed at the UN.
Professor, let's look at it also. She is coming from the Southern Africa region, and that region has never held this position. And she is also a seasoned diplomat. So one would think that maybe she might bring something good to the position.
Yes, she is seasoned, but basically it's carrying the flag of South Africa. And South Africa has done some good things in terms of doing reconciliation. South Africa was strong in the division of Sudan into two countries. South Africa has also played a major role in countries such as the DRC and Burundi and other countries. But South Africa has also been a major stumbling block to developments elsewhere, political problems elsewhere, like such as Zimbabwe, has been a big problem because South Africa has just been shielding Zimbabwe.
Jean Ping comes from Gabon, a Francophone country, and Dlamini Zuma from South Africa, an Anglophone country. There are those who are saying that perhaps this election will further polarize Africa.
I don't think it will. It was supposed to be like that. It was going to be polarizing. But after that, I think they will move forward. I don't think that Gabon will have so much of an issue because they have a person who was serving in the post. He has done his part. I think he has done a good job. The French-speaking countries are always quite well represented at the international level, both at the UN level and the regional level.